CBS News Brief. Oppenheimer sweeps the Oscars with 7 awards. Emma Stone staged an upset, beating Killers of the Flower Moon's Lily Gladstone for Best Actress.
I was very shocked. I still feel like I'm spinning a little bit. So, yes, it was... It's a huge honor.
Killers didn't get any awards. Barbie got just one for Best Song. The U.S. has airlifted non-essential embassy staff out of Haiti's capital as gangs escalate a violent bid to oust the president. Eddie Acevedo at the Wilson Center.
It's a very sad and tragic situation. Many people in Haiti right now are afraid to go out in the streets. They're afraid to send their kids to school, afraid to go out and get groceries.
U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres marking the start of the Muslim Holy Month.
To all those suffering from the horrors of Gaza, in these trying times, the spirit of Ramadan is a beacon of hope.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Everyone likes a clean, comfortable seat. If you're at the movies or a concert, you wouldn't sit in a seat covered in sticky soda. No, you want the best seat. It's the same for a porta potty. You want them clean and comfortable for concerts, fairs, sporting events, or job sites. So you call Crockett Septic. They can provide porta potty rentals and reliable service to ensure a clean and comfortable experience. Crockett Septic can handle all your porta potty rentals. Call Crockett Septic now at 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks, septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do trees and the joy of painting artist Bob Ross have in common? Ross loved both painting and the environment. He used simple brush strokes to bring happy little trees to life on canvas. Well, now the Wisconsin DNR is using this as inspiration for a virtual Run for the Trees race called the Bob Ross Happy Little 5K. The race supports a healthy lifestyle along with a healthy forest, and a part of your registration fee will go towards a large tree planting effort all across Wisconsin. Now, the best part, pick where and how you start and finish, and complete your 5K anytime between Earth Day on April 22nd and Arbor Day, April 26th. Find all the details and sign up at dnr.wisconsin.gov/events, and then simply search for Run for the Trees. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth! More Reba!
Winona!
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn!
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn!
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth! More Reba!
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wis Country.
Winona.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 65 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 40 for a low tomorrow. Sunny and warm, 71 by Wednesday. Partly cloudy with a high near 62. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Good morning from the Sunrise Show. It's time for some coffee, conversation, and country right here at Wis Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Visit our friends over at the Ground Up. They're open right now, 250 West Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Wish them a good morning from all of us here at the show. We hope you're having a good start to your week already, everybody. We are going to make sure that we have some fun to kick off the week. We got some country music news coming up, some requested stuff, including some new music. We are going to start our show off with. Looking forward to all of that. Oh, we got to start here a little local, Wisconsin. A Wisconsin family found an escaped pig wandering in their driveway and ended up making a 450-pound friend. Jake Mogolin said that he was at a home with his family in Bridgeton when his wife checked the driveway camera and saw a pig wandering on their property. You don't see that every day. The family spoke with neighbors in the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department, eventually discovering that the 450-pound pig named Kevin Bacon had escaped from his home about a mile away. That's a great, great name. Kevin, or Mr. Bacon, had squeezed out of his barn while his owners was away and made his way to Muglin's house. Muglin and his family decided to walk Kevin home, using treats, including Oreos, to keep him moving in the right direction. I did not know, imagine a pig will eat just about anything, but I didn't know they'd eat Oreos. I didn't know that. Quote, he ate an entire refrigerator worth of food and a whole bag of marshmallows. Maglin said his kids made friends with the curious and with him and the curious and friendly animal along the way. The owner said that if he stops on you, you can jump on his back, and he likes to run at that point. And to one of my my one daughter was daring enough to jump on his back, so it looks like she got a ride from the pig. We don't have a place to put a 450-pound pig, but yeah, they fell in love with him right away. The kids wanted to adopt him. You think it's tough when the kids come home and want a dog or a cat? This family. I'm going to be spending the next, maybe next couple months, or maybe next couple of years. We cannot afford a pet pig. Can we go back to the name? That's a great name, right? Kevin Bacon. There was a story not too long ago about another pig that was named Kevin Bacon that went missing. And Kevin Bacon, the actor, came out and, you know, was happy when he got found, said something about it and everything. I thought it was hilarious. Nobody expected to hear from Kevin Bacon about a pig named Kevin Bacon, but he still commented on it. I thought it was good. It's pretty funny. Let's take a look at our National Day of Calendar for this March 11th, 2024. Fill out your staplers day. Yeah, it's silly. But man, anytime you pick up that stapler and it doesn't have staplers in it, it drives you mad. It drives you mad. Fill out the stapler day. Is that what this is all about? Is that all there is to today? An unsung hero of the office, the quiet click of a full stapler often goes unnoticed. Go ahead and make sure your friend there is all filled up. Need me stapler. Need me stapler. National Oatmeal Nut Waffles Day. That sounds amazing. Never had one of those, but that sounds really good. No, oatmeal nut waffle. What makes it a waffle cookie? They're showing me cookies here. I'll try a waffle cookie. That sounds pretty good to me. It's National Wash Your Nose Day. Today's the day to wash your nose. Cleaning that. Some people it's a neti pot. Some people it's one of those little, you know, little air things. Being able to breathe is not something that should be a luxury. It should just be something. Should just be. I know my whole life I've had trouble breathing out of my nose. My adenoids have always been bad. I had my tonsils taken out when I was a kid. If you are struggling with, you know, breathing through your nose or anything, maybe get an allergy test. Look into that. And look into different ways that you can be able to breathe through that nose. You should be able to breathe. So one of the least things we should have to worry about is breathing right. I'll be honest, though. I've never been good at breathing. This is not my thing. It's World Plumbing Day. From hot showers to clean drinking water, plumbing provides us with essential comforts that we often take for granted. I think there is actually a lot of really amazing history when it comes to plumbing. Look at the aqueducts in Rome. You look at some of the other things that we have done of how we have transported water just to be able to clean ourselves or be able to do other things. And then there's, of course, the art, and it is an art, and the work that goes into plumbing. And the only person who doesn't appreciate good plumbers out there is somebody that has never needed a plumber. If you have ever needed a plumber under any circumstance, you appreciate plumbers. We send a big shout out to all the plumbers out there. Big appreciation to them. And finally, it's National Dream Day. With unwavering determination and a spark of ambition, anyone can turn their deepest passions into a fulfilling reality. I had a class last night, and some of my students wanted off. They wanted to get out early, or they didn't want to even have to be there because of the Oscars. to which I told them, you know, holidays we take off. We try to give them as much breathing room as possible. And when it comes to something like that, no, get to work. Would you like to watch the Oscars or do you want to be on the Oscars? That's all I asked them. Because, you know, the biggest difference of any artist we're going to play today, or anybody you might have saw in the Oscars yesterday, or any other TV show or movie, or anything else you might see out there, there is one difference between any of them. You can throw at me, and I have dealt with this myself, being an actor and literally auditioning all the time. Oh, they have these connections. Oh, they have this. Oh, they have that. And all that stuff can add to it, and it can be true, and it can lead to a break. But the biggest factor between that and anybody else is determination, is being relentless. I don't know if you'll ever see me on the Oscars or any award show, but you will definitely see me on the big screen one day. Maybe it'll be in a brief moment. Maybe it'll be in a big part. Who knows? But you will. And I'll tell you why. It ain't because of this face. That's for dang sure. It isn't just because of my skill or anything like that. It is because I am relentless. I've wanted this since I was 7. Nothing's stopping that. And that's the big difference. Pursuit of that dream. Chasing down that dream. You can have a day job. You can pay that. You got to have the day job. You got to be able to pay the bills. But there's no dream that isn't worth trying to chase down. And anytime anybody says anything impossible, look up at the moon. We got a flag up there. They said it about that too. Yeah. Follow those dreams. Chase them down, everybody. Starting off the show with some new music. Got a great bunch of new music coming out this week that was released recently. What You See Is What You Get by Chris Jansen. Play a little of that for you.
Yeah, baby. Let's go. My baby always told me, boy, just be yourself. The way the good Lord made you, can't nobody else quite do it like you do. Stay the way you stay, that's something to be proud of at the end of every day.
So not bad, not bad. We might be end up playing that one for you. Mickey Guyton with Woman.
All day making way out no way. Let me show you what it takes. Be a miracle. Will you burn in the fire? Or will you be the flame? Light enough to walk on water. Stronger than a hurricane.
She's got a great voice. It's, can I ask a serious question here real quick? And I'm sure that it's very true maybe on the men's side and everything. Are there any bad singers on the country, and the country, you know, female side of things? Every woman I hear on this network, in general, every one of them sound like that. Sound amazing. Not just good, amazing. It's incredible. She's a good voice. Here's Marcus King with his new single, Hero.
But you told me all along that you were looking for a hero. You done your time with figures made of stone.
That sounds like a really good song. Gonna definitely be listening for that one. Hard Luck and Circumstances from Charlie Crockett.
We're old friends. We understand each other fine. Because it's hard luck and circumstances that brought me here. And if they I might just disappear.
Got a very unique voice. sounds very, it's got a bit of an old school singing style to him with a very unique tone. Gonna have to check out a little more of him, maybe. And we kick off our show with some new music from the queen of country, Dolly Parton. This is Zach Williams and Dolly Parton, Looking for You, right here on Wiz Country, 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show.
Times that I worked hard because I believed that life could have meaning through things I achieved. You knew I was looking for you. Every time I thought romance might feel a hole, that incomplete feeling still lived in my soul. Oh, you knew I was looking for you. Down a 100 highways of empty pursuit.
This is Little Big Town.
I know I'm probably better off on my own than loving a man who didn't know what he had when he had it. And I see the permanent damage you did to me. Never again, I just wish I could forget when it was magic. I wish it wasn't 4 a.m. standing in the mirror saying to myself, you know you
I wish you were a better man. I wonder what we would have become if you were a better man. We might still be in love if you were a better man. You would have been the one if you were a better man. Yeah. Sometimes in the middle of the night I can feel you up in. And I just miss you and I just wish you were a better man. And now I know I never say goodbye in the back of my head. And I just miss you and I just wish you were a better man. We might still be in love if you were a better man. Better man.
Dwight Yoakam on his early days playing music in Los Angeles.
In 82, really be just at the front end of that cowpunk scene. We hadn't really started playing the rock clubs yet. We were still playing, getting fired from various country bars because I wasn't playing the top 40 country list. Got together what little bit of money I could, you know, pull together to go in and record a 6-song EP.
Love to give the girls a world to the music of an old jukebox. When my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? Well, now I'm living wild and dangerously. I've got plenty of company. The moon comes up and the sun goes down. Well, I can't wait to see the light. I'm a honky tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. Love to give the girls the world to the music of an old jukebox. And when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? Well, I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. Love to give the girls the world to the music of an old jukebox. And when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? Hey, now a pretty little girl and a jug of wine. Well, that's what it takes to make a honky-tonk town. Jukebox on the I'm a honky tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. Love to give the girls the world to the music of an old jukebox. When my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? I'm a honky tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. Is all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home?
Hi, this is Willie Nelson.
Getting seems to take the longest time.
just keep thinking, and your memory is forever on my mind. You know I'll always love you, and I can't forget the days when you were mine. Forgiving you is easy, but forgetting seems to take the longest time. The bitter fruit of anger growing from the seeds of jealousy. Oh, what a heartache. But I forgive the things you said to me. 'Cause I believe forgiving is the only way that I'll find peace of mind. And forgiving you, but forgetting seems to take the longest time. The years have passed so quickly, as once again fate steals a young man's dream. Of all the golden years and growing old together, you and me. You asked me to forgive you. You said there was another on your mind. And forgiving you is easy, but forgetting take the longest time. Forgiving you is easy, but forgetting seems to take the longest time.
Keeping it country.
When she dealt the cards, I
from 105.5 FM.
Faith Hill on Tim McGraw.
Since the very first show that I opened for you, it was an awe. He's an incredible performer. Incredible. So 25 years later, it's remarkable. So I have, it's got to give a little bit more each day, each night. But you make it easier because you're so supportive.
On that lipstick, shimmy shaking right into them cutoffs, baby, oh yeah. You're getting off work, cashing out that paycheck. Gotta change that shirt and pick that girl up on her front step. Here she comes now, looking so fine. You've been waiting on this night for such a long, long time. She slides in and you roll down Main Street. You turn right when that red light turns green. Sun sets, now you're a song, you turn it up to 11. You say, do you want her? And she says, hell yeah. So you hit the party, all your buddies are jealous. Someday you'll be looking back on your life at the memories. This is gonna be one of those nights. Everybody's laughing, kind of party next week. You'll say I was there when it happened. Coming up on midnight, about time to get gone. And then the DJ starts to play her favorite song. You slow dance for 3 minutes or so. And then she whispers, baby, let's go. And then she slides in and she gives you the green light. You'll hold off till you turn on the headlights. And someday when you're looking back, and you'll never forget how her heartbeat feels. No, you never will. Someday when you're looking back on your life at the memories, this is gonna be one of those nights.
Going to be one of those mornings, one of those nights from Mr. Tim McGraw, my favorite artist in country, I think. I grew up loving Johnny Cash, always going to be my guy, but there's something about Tim McGraw, man. Every time, more I hear of him, more I'm enjoying. We got some good stuff coming up for you, getting to that in a little bit. Right now, getting into a little bit of country music news. Ellie King finally addressed her drunken performance at the Dolly Parton birthday tribute at the Grand Ole Opry about 2 months ago. She posted a video running up the stairs of a concert venue during a workout and said, quote, to everyone sending me love because I'm human, I love you. To everyone who told me to, kill myself, I love you too. She also captured it with, quote, oh no, was my human showing. And what would Dolly do with a hashtag? What would Dolly do? Ellie also noted that she's already talked to Dolly. And Dolly has said publicly, at least 2 times that I know of, that we should cut her some slack, that it happens. She's a young artist and everything. And
Here's the biggest thing with this story to me. And this is something to take a note of anything. You can't be more offended than the person who was offended. Like, if Dolly Parton ain't offended, who are we? Who are we to get bent out of shape about it? Ellie King didn't mess up your birthday party. Like, I mean, you know, what are we doing here? What is there worth getting upset about? If you don't like the young lady, if you're not a fan of her music or whatever, that's a whole other thing. But to kind of call her out for this moment, well, heck, if you've spent your whole life never messing up in public and never doing anything wrong, more power to you. Congratulations. And you're also got to be about, what, 6, 7? Because the rest of us have all done that, have all messed up in public before or in front of people we care about or what have you. And we've all hoped for grace. Luke Combs hadn't made it. If Luke Combs hadn't made it into music, where do you think he might be? Huh? Where do you think he might be working? What kind of work do you think Mr. Combs might be up to? Well, let's find out. He was on Jimmy Kimmel the other day.
My major was criminal justice. I wanted to be a homicide detective. People are pretty surprised by it. I don't actually have the physical build of a police officer, necessarily. I think it was like solving the puzzle was the intriguing part to me, which is what I love so much about writing songs. It's a puzzle that has no pieces. So you make the pieces, and then you have to put them together.
I love this. I love this story. Luke is not alone. I think there's a lot of people out there that thought about doing, think that that seems like a very intriguing profession. I know I did. I grew up loving, I still love Law and Order and Homicide and all those shows. I grew up thinking that'd be a pretty cool gig. It ain't like the TV show. It ain't like the movies. We said a big thank you to all of our detectives and police force out there. I bet you he'd be pretty good. I want to do a TV show with Luke. Luke and I, Law and Order, Nashville. Or how about Law and Order, Memphis? Yeah, yeah. Starring James Maloff, Luke Combs. Canceled. Aw. Got canceled already, man. Dang it. You know they got a Law and Order Toronto? I didn't even know that. Yeah. Good. I like that story. That's a fun one. Maybe he'll get to play a role someday. You know, if he wants to act or anything, maybe he'll get to act as one. We wrap up with Carrie Underwood. You probably heard someone cover a song and thought, they just can't do it justice. But have you ever heard a singer live who struggles to perform their own song? Carrie Underwood has. Carrie told Rolling Stone that she takes pride in putting in the work on her vocals because since she was a kid, she's always been bothered by artists who don't sound like how they're supposed to sound. She said, quote, "It's always so deflating. I'd lose respect for them. I'd go to the concert, hear them drop keys, and I was like, you can't hit the notes. Why you record them if you can't sing them? This stuff is important to me." And I agree with her 100,000%. I mean, nowadays, not just nowadays, but really it's been this way for a long time with auto-tune and so many other things. You can make me sound like a good singer, but if you can't do it live, There's a similar feeling I have always felt with acting since I was a child, and I've studied acting and loved acting. I think that there is a gigantic difference of the people that can do it on stage and people who are filmed. And I think that there's plenty of people that could do both. I'm one of them. There's plenty of people that could do both very well. But there's a difference between being able to, okay, I've got 10, 15 takes to get this line right, and being on stage, and I've got one. I get one shot at this. And that's where you know what you're made of. If you can pull it off live on stage, that's acting to me. That's performing. If you can't, I don't know how much I can really get you as an actor. I can really respect you as an actor. So I get that. I get that. We will come back with Strong with some good music for you. We got some Clint Black, Zach Brown Band, Oak Ridge Boys all coming up for you right here on West Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you from my friends from the Ground Up Coffee Shop.
Hey, you got beans?
Yeah, man, I got beans. I have coffee beans. Take a whiff.
Mmm, whoa, those are fresh.
I just got done roasting these beans today. Want me to grind you some?
Right on. Can I get a bag to go?
Yeah, we have sample bags right over here.
Wow, man, that's a lot of beans. Hey, what's that?
Coffee cake. Handmade, secret ingredients, love and butter.
I want a piece of that, too.
From the ground-up coffee house and roastery downtown Wisconsin Rapids, family-owned, freshest coffee, find us on Facebook. This place is awesome.
Proud sponsor of the Sunrise Show on WIRI. Come work at a world-renowned golf resort right in your own backyard, Sand Valley. Saturday, March 23rd, from 10 until 1, Sand Valley is holding a hiring event looking for both full and part-time seasonal help. There are jobs available all over Sand Valley, on the golf course and grounds, at the resort, from check-in to guest services to dining to the reservation center. April 1st, from 10 to 1, Sand Valley is looking for you. Bring your resume, learn about us, and see what opportunities await you. Go to sandvalley.com/careers for more information.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 65 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 40 for a low tomorrow. Sunny and warm, 71 by Wednesday. Partly cloudy with a high near 62. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Days to Friday night, that's when all the conditions are right for a good time. I need a good time. Yeah, I've been working all week and I'm tired. I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. Digging the ground, beer on ice, just like old Hank taught us about. Singing along, Bo Siva songs, rowdy friends all night long. Good time. Oh, we having a good time. Yeah, I've been working all week and I'm tired. I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. Hey! Shotgun, good time. Lord, we having a good time. I've been working all week and I'm tired. I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. Shot of tequila, beer on tap. Sweet southern woman sit on my lap. G with an O, O with a D, T with an I and a M and a E and a good time. Good time. I've been working all week and I'm tired and I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. Time for a good time. Oh, turn it up now. A shot of tequila, beer on tap, a good-looking woman to sit on my lap. A G with an O, an O with a D, a T with an I, an M with an E, that spells good time. A good time. Oh, I've been working all week and I'm tired and I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. I wanna have fun, it's time for a good time. Oh, I've been working all week and I'm tired. I don't wanna sleep and I wanna have fun, it's time for a good time. Oh yeah, a good time. I need a good time. Yeah, good time.
from 105.5 FM.
The Oak Ridge Boys, Joe Bonzel on Country Legends 24/7.
A lot of people have a lot of questions for a group that's been around since the earth began to cool. I figure God will tell us when to stop. As long as we still have the good health and the ability to get out there and sing, we're going to keep on doing what we do. And I think that all these things are in God's hands.
You know, a smile never goes out of style.
Brighten up the one that you wear.
Let it shine, and you just might find
you're lighting up the load that you bear.
You know, with all the trouble and sorrow in the world, it seems like the least we can do is take that smile into the street and share it with them. Never goes unheard,
but too often goes unsaid.
And on the tongue of the old and the young,
it's swallowed up with pride instead.
You know, with all the trouble and sorrow in the world,
it seems like the least we can do
is take a kind word into the street and share it with everybody you meet.
And every day,
every day,
I wanna
throw them a lie.
Hey, I'm Clint Black.
Move slowly to my dresser drawers, put my blue jeans on, find my cowboy boots, my button down, strap my timepiece on my arm. Grab my billfold, my pocket change, just find the soul routine. Then it's out the door.
not really me. I still comb my hair the same, still like the same cologne. And I still drive that pickup truck that the same old bank still. I've been numb since our last goodbyes, haven't felt a thing. But now there's pains in my head and pains in my chest. I think I'm losing my hair. I'm a half man with half a mind. I think you didn't care.
Must be loving up storm. We are loving.
Zach Brown talking about Cookie, the specially designed custom 54-foot kitchen trailer they take on tour.
We have a three-compartment sink, a fryer, a tilt skillet, four ovens, two of these are convections, and then a six-burner and a flat top.
It's gonna be funky.
How come all the pretty girls like you are taken, baby? I've been looking for someone like you to save me. Life's too easy to be so damn complicated. Take your time and I'll be waiting. Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road you might get lonely. Keep me in mind. And I pray someday that you will love me only. Think about you some days and the way I would lay wasting day after day with you. We always go our separate ways, but no one can love you, baby, the way I do. Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road you might get lonely. Keep me in mind.